Hello, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to create power out of disappointment, a Wiccan perspective. I had a very visceral experience to a certain group of people putting in an individual to a very prominent position. And it teaches young girls that they're not worth anything. And it makes it seem that it's not worth coming forward and speaking out against injustices against women. So what do we do when we have all of these feelings of disappointment? Well, the first thing I would suggest is going to the god and goddess for guidance. Really ask, what is the lesson here? What am I supposed to learn? And the answer may surprise you. I'm still trying to work my way through this step personally. What is the wrong lesson that we shouldn't be learning from this experience? That answer is to give up. Giving up is not the option that we women should fall into. We should stay strong and fight back for what's right. The second thing I want to bring to our attention is to make space for the grieving process. It's going to happen, and you need to make space for it. I know it's very painful. But to not give grieving a chance to work its way through can actually really stifle us and shut us down. There will be some people that will try to cut off your grieving because it's uncomfortable for them. But you need to separate yourself from those people because you need to take care of you. And grieving is important. It's also the natural way of life. You've been wounded, and the wound has to heal. And not giving it time to do that can create problems. If you don't give yourself time to grieve, you may become a walking pile of resentments. There's times when you can influence a group of people, and then there's other times when you can't. When you lose, you grieve, but you don't give up, and you don't stop. At this point, I would suggest meditating. However, if you're too upset to meditate, maybe take a walk. If you can settle down, just concentrate on your breathing, breathing in and out. Try to release the stress through your breath. So, in summary, the three things I want you to remember are: ask the gods for guidance. Two, make space for grieving. It's only natural. And three, if you can't meditate, take a walk. It's good exercise and it helps relieve stress. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. For more information, please visit my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.